Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. I invite you to join me in advancing the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. Just like it says in 2 Corinthians 17, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we want liberty, do we not? That's right. So, we're here to shed the light of truth on the lies, to inform you, to encourage you, to inspire you, and to motivate you, hopefully, to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage, and to instill and restore that self-reliance, that resiliency. Doesn't mean we don't rely on the Lord, but it means we have to be a resilient people and not with our hands out asking for what the government can do for us, right? I'm broadcasting right now on KTW 630 AM and 96.5 FM out of Spokane. And then also we are live streaming as well, which is especially important for our listening audience outside the wire in occupied territory. Right now, we are in Liberty State, the Northwest Preparedness Expo in Prosser, Liberty, is underway. That is in the Lower Valley. That is between the Tri-Cities and Yakima. So I want to encourage you to make your way down here. I'm going to talk about this in the first segment, some of the training that you've got to look forward to. Now, you have time. It's a two-day event. I mean, even if you're in Spokane, you could jump in your car. You could be here by noon and catch some of the great training. You'll miss some of the stuff going on this morning, but that's okay. There's a lot of vendors. There are a lot of speakers. Some great stuff. So I'm gonna talk about that. But first, I want to mention the dial-in number. If you're trying to save bandwidth, or you have friends or family that would love to listen, but they can't. You know, while we are on the air on Saturdays, this is for Saturdays only. We have a different number for our Sunday evening podcast. But for Saturdays on KTW, on Liberty Broadcasting, which is the American Christian Network affiliate, there's a dial-in number. Get your pen and get a paper ready if this pertains to you. Of course, you can listen by calling in this number to ACN at any time during the week. But I'd like to put this out for our listening audience so that you can listen and pass that along to your like-minded friends and family. So the number is area code 605-477-4336. One more time, area code 605-447-4336. And just follow the prompts once you connect, because you can listen to Liberty Broadcasting, which you are right now, by pressing number 2. Or if you're going to listen to the main ACN network, you press number 1. You just go back and forth between the two, actually. So while you're getting ready to jump in your car and head over to Prosser, I will continue on here. You can listen in the car. How's that? And by the way, thank you guys for continuing to support Radio Free Redoubt by donating at just $5, $10, $25 a month. Anything that you think is worth it to help keep us on the air, we're very grateful. It all adds up, and it's all much needed. So let's talk about the Northwest Preparedness Expo, which kicked off this morning, like right now, from 9 a.m. Okay, so just, almost 5 minutes ago, officially. So this is what we got going on. By the way, it's free if you're 12 and under and active or active duty military. it's funny. It says free for 12 and under and active duty military. So if you're 12 and under and are active duty military, you get in for free. So that's today and tomorrow. Actually, you know, I made a mistake. It was actually an hour ago they officially opened up the gates and let everyone in. I was thinking the official time was 9, but that's okay. Well, they have a PDF version of their schedule that you can go to the website and print out, and that is at nwpreparednessexpo.us. So let me give you a rundown here. Let's see here. What's 9 a.m.? Okay, so the speaker presentations begin at 9, and let's take a look at the schedule. Right now, by the way, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, the authors of The 299 Days and A Great State, respectively, those are going on right now in the barn, the big, beautiful barn. You seen the pictures on our Facebook page? That's it. Also in the big speaker tent, codenamed K is teaching on surviving hostile environments. Really good information. And then, of course, there's assembly and preparedness going on also over at the small tent, and why use digital radio modes. That is a class that's being put on by an Amron Corps operator at 9:40. So you get a little bit of time to get over there, listen to that, and that's going to be at 9:40. And then, 9:40 to 10. So it's really important because we use a lot of digital modes instead of voice modes, because it's so much more efficient for passing traffic in emergency radio communications, which we do in Amron. That's what Amron is. It'd be just like if somebody said, I don't like digital, I only like voice. So all of the emails, I need you to call me and read them to me. How would that be? Just give me the news. How about if you had a call-in number for the newspaper? And because you don't want a digital copy that you can read online, you want them to call you and read to you the newspaper. How would that be? Well, it's not really efficient, is it? Well, we use digital mode so that we can send texts, including emails and other forms, reports, situation reports, and things like that about an unfolding disaster, so that you can have all of this, you know, easily at your fingertips. It is searchable. It is something you can store in a folder to retrieve, and a way to organize all your information. So although voice communications is used heavily, digital communications are really huge, especially in the emergency communications world. So that's what we're starting to do. We're starting to talk about to the new people. We're reinvigorating that, I guess, that trying to expand that skill across more of the masses so you guys can stay informed in an emergency situation. By the way, that software is free to decode that stuff. You just need a radio and the software, but you need to know how to use it. And so that's what classes like this help, and plus the resources at Amron.com as well. Now at 10:30, Patrice Lewis talking about prepper gardening. And we've got trauma medicine taught by Eric, that's coming up at 10:30. I think that's Dudenhofer. I don't want to butcher your name there, but that's going to be trauma medicine. Super important stuff for preparing to be resilient, to prepare to take care of your own in a disaster type situation, which I'm going to talk a little bit about in segment two and how that really pertains to us, because it does. And we've got What Killed Socialism in Romania. That's going to be a presentation that I really want to see or hear or record. And that is put on by Ligia Ligia Brubaker. What Killed Socialism in Romania? I love that kind of stuff. And that's going to take us through That's not the whole schedule. Why do I not have the whole schedule? There's a bunch going on this afternoon as well. But I do have the Sunday schedule. Once again, Gallagher and Glenn Tate, they're going to be... Oh, another good one tomorrow, too, is besides also digital emergency communications, digital mode communications, At the speaker tent, Horace Ward is going to be talking about the CSZ earthquake, the Cascadia subduction zone. This is one that we have built emergency training exercises around that scenario. It's a very real threat. But at 1 o'clock tomorrow, I will be talking on Patriot Communications, kind of level two stuff, disasters and civil defense type of communications. Take it to the next level from just simply introduction to emergency communications. This is going to actually start talking about how to use, what type of communications to use, what are the limitations, how to achieve your goals for communicating, how to choose the right equipment for what it is that you want to do, and the right skills. So that ought to be really good. And at the same time, Ranger Rick will be teaching trauma and first aid. This is tomorrow at 1 p.m. Patrice Lewis will be talking about moving towards self-sufficiency as a prepping strategy. So I don't know what happened to my afternoon schedule. I'm going to track that down, but I don't have that right in front of me like I thought I did. So I'm sorry about that. I know I'm speaking this afternoon on the electronic security and encryption and internet security, anonymity, privacy, those kind of things, because that's really on the forefront. Really important stuff for us to be thinking about, and skills that we need to have, capabilities that we need to have. Now, I'm going to lead into, we'll take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about something that's in the news. You guys have been hearing us talk about it. Matt Shea's been talking about it. I've been talking about it. We've talked about it together on Patriot Radio. But another one just came out yesterday. Blackouts threaten a death blow to Venezuela's industrial survivors. You know that they've had a series of power outages, blackouts, by a dilapidated, poorly maintained socialist / communist ran and owned electric power grid with no redundancy built into it. Things have not been upgraded. And of course, they're blaming us, naturally. But I think in this case, they're their own worst enemy. And so it's really being felt across the country. This is more than just, oh, people are sitting there in the dark with candles and they have to go, you know, to the store and buy more batteries. It's bigger than that. And we're talking about, when they call this the death blow to Venezuela's industrial survivors, the businesses, the agriculture, and manufacturing, this could be the death blow of Venezuela the way we always knew it. It's time for a change down there, no doubt. We'll talk about that when we come back and tie that into things that we need to be thinking about here, because we do face a very similar fate. Not for the same reasons, but I'll talk about that right after we come back. I want to thank our sponsor, Works Holsters, for sponsoring segment one. WERKZ.com is the website. Let's go and find out how you can get your custom Kydex holster or magazine carrier, including the Liberty State line with your choice of the flag or the Liberty State seal. Proceeds from that line of holsters goes to support Liberty State. That website is works.com, WERKZ.com. Don't go away. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Hello, Liberty State supporters. I am in the unique position of being able to filter through thousands of your emails in response to all the mortifying bills being passed in Olympia right now. I understand the anger in your phone calls and your emails, and I know that most of you are worried about being forced into taking drastic measures in response to these mortifying and unconstitutional bills they are passing. However, this is not the time to take any drastic measures. You're fed up, and we understand. Instead, put all that energy into making Liberty State a reality. What does that mean? That means join the effort that is already looking good. We have 12 legislative reps on board, plus sheriffs and commissioners who are already drawing their lines in the sand against Olympia. This is encouraging progress. Liberty State is now in the beginning of stage two, where we ask all the county group volunteers to start bringing their elected officials on board to join their monthly Liberty State support meetings. We need you. Boy, do we understand your anger, and we're right there with you. But we need and want your anger channeled in the right direction, right alongside us. We need your fed up. We need your sick and tired of all their garbage type of responses. We need all of that to make this happen. So if you're angry, fantastic. Join us. If you're done with Olympia, join us. If you're done with all their illegal regulating and endless garbage while wiping out all our votes on every issue, join us. We need you. Come just as you are. We are Liberty State, and we are taking back our power of the vote. Join us, and let's do this together. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of the Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of AMRON. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com and click on the Alerts USA banner. Back with segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is the safe haven and refuge, the fallback position for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to strengthen the already strongly conservative stronghold of the Inland Pacific Northwest, and that is in the state of Liberty, formerly known as Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. They're located in the heart of the American Redoubt in St. Mary's, Idaho. Beautiful little logging town right on the St. Joe River, and it's springtime, and this is a great time for you to drive up the St. Joe and see everything blossoming and blooming and drying out. But RiverfrontSuites.com is the website to go and find out how you can arrange for your little weekend getaway. It's a great jumping off point to get back into those mountains. That's a neat area to explore. They've got garnet mining and, yeah, just some really neat activities, beautiful places to go hiking, hunting, whatever you want to do. Let's see. Now, what I want to talk about is the power outage, the grid situation in Venezuela. This just came out yesterday. This is an ongoing situation in Venezuela. Multiple blackouts, and it has really taken a toll on their industries that some of them are not recovering from, and many are on the brink of not ever coming back and being able to recover. Some of the larger ones like Ford Motor Company, they're saying they're going to stay. We'll see how that works out for them. But this article from Reuters really kind of drills down into the topic of how it's affecting their industries. The latest power outage started another tough week for factory owner Antonio LaRusso in the city of Valencia, once Venezuela's industrial powerhouse. Well, it's not such an industrial powerhouse any longer. Power has been intermittent since early March, when the first major blackout plunged Venezuela into a week of darkness. Electricity experts and the opposition have called the government incompetent. Wow, that's not impossible. a socialist communist government that owns its own power company, that never does upgrades and has no redundancy built in, incompetent? Pah, it's got to be someone else's fault. President Nicolas Maduro has accused the opposition and the U.S. government of sabotage. Well, it is sabotage, but it's self-sabotage. So Venezuela's industry has collapsed during 6 years of recession that have halved the size of the economy. And what's left is largely outside the capital, Caracas, the only big city that Maduro's government has excluded from a power rationing plan intended to restrict the load on the system. So this is basically what it comes down to. The companies are entering a state of despair due to their inviability. Now, despair means there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There is no hope. There is no way out. That is a point of despair when it's game, set, match, it's over, and there's no coming back from it. So this is what they're facing right now. Some of these companies are operating below 25% of capacity. According to industry group Conindustria, it is estimated that companies lost about $220 million during the days in March without power and would lose $100 million more in April. Nestle's factory, which produces baby food, halted during the first blackout in early March, and operations again froze 2 weeks later, with employees sent home until May. According to Rafael Garcia, a union leader at the plant, who gave that report, he blamed most of the recent stoppage on very low sales of baby food. Now, here's the consumer side of things. The people are losing power regularly, so they're not buying baby food because it costs almost a dollar per package, which is about what a person on minimum wage earns in a week. Now, the biggest reason why they're not doing this is because they're concerned the power going out and their food spoiling. So people are buying much less. Isn't that something? I remember a story from the Great Depression where people in the cities were without, there were lines to get what was milk, cheese, dairy products, because it was so scarce. When it came in once a week, people would line up for it and it would sell out before most of the people in the line could get any. Well, what was interesting is that farmers who had to keep milking their cow, you can't stop milking a milk cow. You have to milk the cow, but there's no fuel and the logistics to get it to the cities. So farmers were dumping thousands and thousands of gallons of milk out just onto the ground. I mean, it was more than even the pigs could eat, because you could feed pigs and they do very well on milk. But there was just so much, they poured it out. What a loss. And people were starving and going without in the cities. So the outages have idled more than just factories. The lack of power has prevented farmers from pumping water to irrigate fields. Do we use power to irrigate fields in the United States? You better believe it. The farmers have sown 17.5 hectares of crops, a third of the area seeded last year. A third of the area that they seeded compared to last year. And they're worried about losing the harvest because of the lack of water. There are the rural areas, the blackouts last longer also. So rice producers are not producing. Producers of cheese, beef, cured meats, and lettuce told Reuters orders had dropped by half in March as buyers worried that the food would perish once their freezers lost power in the next blackout. So you're having grocers not going out to the farms to buy all this stuff. They're buying much less because they get stuck. They have to pay for food that they get stuck with that rots before they can get it sold. Now, how does this affect us? I mean, we're not communist ran power. We have the top of the line power grid system with redundancy and all kinds of safety measures and everything built in, right? We do. But this is yet another article here that just came out by ARSTechnica.com. mysterious safety tampering malware infects a second critical infrastructure site. The use of game-changing Triton malware to target safety systems isn't an isolated incident. 16 months ago, researchers reported an unsettling escalation in hacks targeting power plants, gas refineries, and other types of critical infrastructure. Attackers who may have been working on behalf of a nation, they pretty much pinned this down to Russia. Attackers who now they pretty much it's conclusive that this is coming from Russia in some form or another. Attackers who may have been working on behalf of a nation caused an operational outage at a critical infrastructure site. There had been compromises of critical infrastructure sites before. What was unprecedented in this attack and of considerable concern to some researchers and critical infrastructure operators was the use of an advanced piece of malware that targeted the unidentified site's safety processes. It's called SIS, S-I-S, Safety Instrumented Systems. That's what they're targeting. So when gas fuel pressures or reactor temperature rises to potentially unsafe thresholds, for instance, a SIS will automatically close valves or initiate cooling processes to prevent health or life-threatening accidents. And that's what they're targeting. So nuclear power plants, our power grid, and now they're finding similar type of malware embedded in our entire rail system, or in parts of our rail system for automatic switching and things like this. So these are nation state actors that, and this, by the way, this article points out, we've seen this before, but they said what was alarming is they had discovered that this malware had been hibernating, sitting in that system since at least 2014. A lot of experts, security experts, they've been warning us. They're saying these nation states, Iran, North Korea, Russia, China, they have the ability to flip the switch at will now. And it would be a great first strike move. They would have an EMP type of an effect on our country and hurl us into Venezuela mode in very short order. So we need to be self-reliant. Don't be scared of this stuff. Just be self-reliant, right? And you can learn about that at the Northwest Preparedness Expo. Guys, we're out of time. Check us out tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. And you have a blessed rest of the weekend. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.